A 37-year-old civil servant who only wants to be identified as Moyo earns $370 per month. He says this is not enough to buy food, clothes, pay fees for his children, and cater for other basic necessities. At the end of last year, he decided to get a $500 loan from a microfinance company to pay tuition fees for his child who was supposed to enroll for Form 1 studies.
With a certain period of time until April that I had to must have finished paying the loan that I had got from the microfinance. And indeed, when we got to April, they stopped taking money from me. But I was shocked recently when I went to the bank and discovered that they'd resumed taking money from me. I then approached them, trying to find out where the problem could have been. And they indicated that the initial agreement of the interest percentage that I was supposed to get was too low. Hence, they had revised and were going to continue getting money from me so that they are able to get their money.
Moyo is not alone in this predicament, as a single mother and parastatal worker, Ruth Banda, recently got a loan of $400 from a money lending institution after spending 3 months without getting a salary. Banda says she almost lost her valuable assets when she struggled to repay her loan.
So I was forced to go and look for money from money lenders. When I got there, they told me they need collateral of the property that I had at home. And so I was forced to give away my property to them for them to give me money. And when they gave me money, I staggered for about 2 or 3 months without paying them their money because I was facing challenges then. When I explained to them that I couldn't pay, they didn't understand. They were starting to threaten to sell my stuff. And I ran around until I got the money and paid them. That's when we settled our issue.
Large numbers of people in Gweru and across the country are facing similar problems as the economy has been declining fast following the 2013 general elections. Microfinance or money lending is not unique to Zimbabwe, and not all microfinance institutions operate without following national finance laws. Globally, microfinance companies cater for interests of small-scale businesses and individuals who hardly access capital from established banks. Executives at most of these institutions declined to talk to Studio 7, but one of the workers, who also refused to speak on tape in fear of being victimized, noted that they are having difficulties in recovering loans from most beneficiaries, including civil servants, that make the bulk of loan recipients. Local attorney Brian Dube says individuals looking for loans should approach most of these institutions with caution, as some of them are not properly registered.
Microfinance organizations are the microfinance houses registered in terms of the law, and they have a mandate to give small loans to individuals at designated rates. But the major problem is that their requirements are cumbersome. They would require proof of residence, proof of employment or earnings, and at times other securities which people do not have. And people then resort to the informal money lenders. Those are individuals with free money which they are not using, and they will be willing to lend you that money, but they usually enter into agreements which do not reflect that it is money lending.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe oversees the registration and operations of microfinance institutions. Despite some strict laws governing the operations of these organizations, there are a lot of unregistered money sharks who charge high interest rates. In some cases, individuals run such operations from the comfort of their homes in what is commonly known as chimbazo. Dube says people who get loans from these individuals find it difficult to get some form of redress if they are cheated. Some observers, key players in the money market, and the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe say micro-lending institutions generally trap ordinary people in poverty cycles that are difficult to break. Martin Charumbira, Economics Department Chairperson at the Midland State University, speaking as an independent economic analyst, agrees that microcredit can have a negative impact on people, but it can also help create employment and boost incomes of the poor.
When you look at the loans that are advanced by microfinance institutions, they are accessible to even the informal sector and others that may not have formal employment. And so when those people get the funds through that route, they are not required to produce any collateral in most cases. And so it gives them an opportunity to get funds and then engage in businesses that will enable them to make the repayments. And on the other side, you find that registration of a microfinance institution requires only a minimum capital requirement of 25,000 compared to what a bank would require, which is a minimum of 100 million. And so once you register a microfinance institution, you actually would have created employment for yourself and also for a few others that would be under the organization that you would have created.
There appears to be a thin line between microfinance institutions and black money market or chimbazo dealers in Zimbabwe, as high interest rates dominate the local money market in a nation currently ravaged by poverty. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.